Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 10, 2026. Gloucester honors fishermen who were lost at sea, and the reconstruction of the Salem Seawall will begin this week. Partly cloudy, low 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:35 a.m. and 9:49 p.m. Gail McCarthy reports in the Gloucester Times, on a day of tropical humidity and heat, hundreds of people poured onto the waterfront Saturday afternoon, first for the annual Gloucester Fisherman's Memorial Service at the Man at the Wheel statue at the Fisherman's Monument, and then at the Gloucester Fisherman's Wives Memorial statue on the other side of the cut. Gail writes that sweat and tears mixed as homage was paid to recent and past memories of fishermen lost at sea, and countless flowers were thrown into Gloucester's outer harbor to be taken by the tide to deeper waters, the final resting place for most of the fishermen listed on the monument. Dozens and dozens of residents living today in Gloucester, the nation's oldest seaport, are both fishing families and descendants of those on fishing vessels lost at sea. When the time came to lay wreaths at the monument, the names of many of those vessels, Starbound, St. Stephen, Captain Cosmo, Inca, the Andrea Gale, and, of course, the Lily Jean, were called out. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the reconstruction of the Columbus Avenue seawall will soon begin to replace deteriorating masonry and increase elevation to address coastal flooding. The estimated $2.87 million construction project, which has been in the works since 2020, will replace the approximately 474-foot-long seawall critical to the Salem Willows and Juniper Point neighborhoods, extending between 44 Columbus Avenue and 30 Bayview Avenue. Over time, the seawall has significantly deteriorated due to age, repeated coastal storm events, tidal action, and ongoing wave exposure. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon gave an update on retirements and openings in the city.
The bigger update I have is, actually, I'm going to say this one first. So I will just say human resources is incredibly busy right now. So hats off to Steve Crowley. He's got a lot on his plate right now. We have a, you know, we've had some retirements. We just have a lot of openings that have just kind of happened. And you know, it, sometimes that's just timing, right? So, you know, we had three big retirements at our wastewater treatment facility on Water Street. So, we were able to make a couple of promotions, which is great. But we do have three open positions there, which is critical to operating that plant, right? Efficiently and effectively. So we're actively working on solutions for the wastewater treatment plant. We have a fire chief search that is just about to really kick off. The position is open right now. Chief Bradbury is retiring at the end of August. Also, his administrative assistant, Janice, is also retiring then. So that'll be another position that is opening. But that fire chief search, the window to apply is open until next week, the 14th. We have 12 candidates who have already replied. So that's a really great pool to work with. And again, who knows, we might get some more before next week. But once that window closes, then that 9-member fire chief search committee will start doing their work, you know, going through the resumes, inviting people in for first round interviews. And then out of that pool, they can pick up to 5 people to go through a fire chief's assessment center, which will probably be run up here at the senior center. And then out of that, you know, we'll get the scores from everybody, and then they will decide, you know, again, anywhere from two to five candidates that will come for final interviews with me. So we're excited about that. That's a big search going on. We have a building commissioner search that will be happening. Greg Earls, former city councilor, now building commissioner, is retiring. Greg has just been just so awesome to work with here in the city, so we're going to really miss him. But and he's going to help us with the search for his replacement, which I think is really important. So that's going on. We have an IT transition going on. We just had our IT director, Dave Petto, who had been here for a couple of years, retire. And so we're working on an IT transition. What's that look like? Luckily, we have a chief of staff, Sean Fenn, who has a really solid IT background. So he's kind of leading that effort with Kevin Kiley in that office. And so, yeah, so there's just a lot of, human resources things that are happening right now. And so, again, a lot of important searches. And again, these are just great opportunities to bring really talented and passionate people around public service here into the city And I like that. I like that opportunity to bring in great people.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Olivia Hadar reports on itemlive.com, Lynn police responded to multiple motor vehicle accidents this weekend, with one resulting in an active investigation. At 6:47 p.m. Saturday, police responded to a report of a child struck by a car at 80 Park Street. Officers located a 7-year-old child with facial and head abrasions caused by being hit by the motor vehicle. Lynn police confirmed that Lynn Fire Medic 1 transported the child to Salem Hospital with apparent non-life-threatening injuries. On Sunday around 2:30 a.m., Lynn police responded to a scene where a motor vehicle had crashed at the intersection of Maple and Chestnut Streets. While on patrol on Grant Street, an officer observed a vehicle being driven erratically and attempted to stop the operator. When the vehicle did not stop, the officer did not pursue the vehicle, according to police. The erratic vehicle then crashed into the intersection of Maple Street and Chestnut Street. Following the removal of the individuals from the damaged vehicle, Lynn police initially believed the operator had sustained moderate to possibly life-threatening injuries, but Mass General's emergency room later informed Lynn police that the individual's injuries were not life-threatening. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.